The New York Times is being sued by a bioweapons scientist under investigation in connection with the anthrax attacks of 2001. In court documents filed yesterday, Stephen Hatfield, who is also suing the government, alleges he was defamed by Times columnist Nicholas Kristof. Kristof wrote a series of columns in 2002 about a certain Mr. Z, whom he argued the FBI should be investigating. Kristof later confirmed that Mr. Z was Mr. Hatfield. This report from NPR's David Kestenbaum.
Kristof's first column focused on what he called the FBI's lackadaisical ineptitude in pursuing the anthrax killer. One column, titled Anthrax? The FBI Yawns, introduced a Mr. Z who Kristof argued at least warranted investigation. Kristof wrote that Mr. Z had his security clearance suspended less than a month before the attacks, and that Mr. Z had been in Zimbabwe, where a large anthrax outbreak had occurred. Kristof also wrote that Mr. Z had been caught in a biohazard room with a girlfriend. Hatfield's name eventually became public. On a hot August day that year, Stephen Hatfield stood outside his lawyer's office in Virginia. He lashed out at the government and the media, including Kristof.
He said, for example, that I had failed three successive polygraph examinations since January. This is a total lie. He has never called me, checked his facts, asked for comment, contacted any of my representatives, anything before he published.
Nicholas Kristof was unreachable today for comment. The New York Times did release a statement. Toby Usnick, a spokesman, read it for this story.
We believe this case does not have merit. Mr. Kristof began a series of columns in July of 2002 criticizing the FBI for its response to the anthrax crisis. At that time, Dr. Hatfield had already been publicly identified as a person of interest in the investigation. While encouraging the FBI to investigate the matter, Mr. Kristof was careful to note that Dr. Hatfield was presumed to be innocent and that the FBI owed it to him to clear his name if they had no evidence. We believe in a case like this, the law protects fair commentary on an important public issue. End of statement.
In general, libel suits against the media are hard to win. Ben Zapersky at Fordham Law School says Hatfield's lawyers will have to prove what's called actual malice.
What it means is knowledge of the falsity of what you're saying or reckless disregard of the truth or falsity of what you're saying.
Zapersky says the law affords the press what he calls a strong but not impenetrable shield. The idea is to let the media do its job.
Will a court really be willing to say, sorry, the New York Times, we don't want you to be aggressive in criticizing the FBI? Obviously, our political culture right now is sort of pulling its hair out over the fact that the FBI and the CIA evidently haven't been performing as we want. And there's a good deal of discussion about the media not having done its job in criticizing the government.
Hatfield's lawyer, Victor Glassberg, tried unsuccessfully in 2002 to get a rebuttal published in the Times. He submitted an op-ed piece, but the Times rejected it, suggesting instead that Glassberg write a letter to the editor. Glassberg said that he needed more space than that. In an email exchange provided to National Public Radio at the time by Hatfield's lawyer, an editor at the New York Times suggests that Hatfield himself write an op-ed. In the end, nothing ran. Hatfield continues to maintain his innocence. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.